The screams are still with me to this day.
Hey, Bree.
Hey, Maddie.
What is something that is 6 inches and slippery when wet?
A banana.
6 inches?
You know, like the little short bananas.
Oh, yes. A little short banana. Okay, I like that. Incorrect. It's a snail.
Oh.
A giant snail.
That is a big snail.
Yes.
That you have in your hand.
I sure do.
On your body. On your person.
On my person. Her little mouth feels kind of like when you stick your fingers in a fish tank. Just like
it's
feeling. Oh, wait. Sorry. Where are you? There you go. I'm trying to rotate it for anybody watching. I say she because her name is Gwendolyn, because she's named after Gwendolyn Christie, because Gwendolyn Christie is tall and brown, and this snail is large and albino flesh, and it just made sense. But all snails are actually intersex, so fun fact.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to show you my new guy. My new they, them. She, her, it. We, they. Now, you seem disturbed beyond measure.
I have a snail story for you, but I think Gwendolyn doesn't need to hear it.
Cover her little ears. I'm trying to see if she'll take a bite on camera before she goes away, because it is very cute. But if not, I'll insert a video of her eating.
Yeah.
Continue. Yes.
Her eyeballs are on stalks, and that is weird for me.
It's so blurry. Stop it. Stop. Anyway, she's also so pale that it, like, doesn't totally register her flesh.
Her flesh.
She's gorgeous. And fun fact again, she is not the biggest breed of snail out there.
You don't say. They
not
get
at all.
Bigger.
They get bigger. If you Google African land snail, they come bigger than her. They're like 10 inches.
Mm-hmm.
They're huge, huge. Probably like would have to kind of drape over my arm a little bit huge, but they're illegal in Canada and the U.S. because they are, you know, a 10-inch invasive species.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, so she's as big as I could legally get, but she is. I love her very much.
I don't, like, I'll explain.
You can hate her.
No, I don't hate her. I think she's neat, but she's also bringing back some bad memories.
She's a trigger. You've been triggered.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Well, would you like me to go put her back in her house so you can tell your story?
Yes.
Okay. She can go finish her strawberry and peas. I shall return.
Okie dokie. I will be back then in just a moment because we both will.
I am ready.
All righty.
That took a moment because she did not want to let go of my hand at all.
But she is safely in her home now.
Yes, her ears are covered. She can't hear anything. It's a safe space.
Good.
For your trauma.
So, long story short, when I was young and growing up, and this is going to be a weird way to say this because I truly don't remember who stepped on it. Me or my sister, because my brain short-circuited in that moment so hard that I have, like, two conflicting memories of this occurrence. I know that one of us, I know exactly where we are. I have an exact memory of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
We were just jumping around outside laughing about something. And one of us stepped on a snail. And the sound is still with me to this day. The screams are still with me to this day. It was a massacre.
Oh my God. Please tell me you at least were not barefoot.
No, we were.
No!
Both of us.
Oh, no!
Here's the thing. The memory that is most prevalent, I believe it was Brittany that stepped on the snail.
Okay.
I truly believe that that is, in fact, the order of events.
Okay.
But I think it was so burned into my memory because we were very little at this time. I was maybe like 8 and she was maybe like, well, if she was like 2 or something. Like she was like, we were little bitties.
Yeah.
And it just, something about that just broke my little brain.
I bet. That's awful.
Yeah.
That's awful.
So that's my snail story. And that's why I can admire Gwendolyn from afar. But I will never be able to successfully touch her.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I don't know that I'd be able to either. I used to get really angry because my grandma is a, you know, typical grandma, so she loves gardening, and she's very good at it. And so growing up, when we would visit, she had enough land to grow like vegetables and stuff on top of flowers, and so she thought it was like a fun game. She'd be like, oh, let's go pick the snails off of stuff so they don't eat the thing. And we would put snails in a jar. And I was like, I want to keep all of these snails. And it was like hundreds of snails because between four cousins and both grandparents, you know, you can get a lot of snails out of a whole garden over a couple of days. And I wanted to keep them. My cousin, though, used to go dump them out on the driveway and then stomp them all down.
Oh!
And no. I was enraged. Like, I'm like holding my jar, naming them like, this one's Tiffany, this one's Fred. And then my cousin is just out there absolutely smashing them down. I was livid. I was like, Grammy, you make that stuff right now. Grammy's like, but if they're alive, they'll kill the crops. I'm like, let the crops die. Yeah,
very relocate sad. Them.
Exactly.
They're slow. Take them really far away.
Really far away. There's enough land here to do that, too. You just carry them far, far away. Let them go eat a tree. You're fine.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very tragic.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But
well,
congratulations.
I'm sorry for you, because I didn't have to hear it, at least.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, it was a bad time. It was a bad time, and I don't want to think about it ever again.
Well, unfortunately, every time you come to my house now, I'm afraid you'll have to think about it.
It's okay. Maybe it'll be like exposure therapy.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I'll just get past it that way.
Once you feed her a leaf and you feel the cute little crunching chews, maybe it will heal your heart.
Maybe so.
Kind of like feeding her a chip. You just feel a little like...
Oh, that does sound cute, and I love cute things. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm willing to undertake this challenge.
Okay, we'll try.
Yes, indeed.
You tried to get me used to ASMR, which we haven't uploaded yet, but it's coming. I hate ASMR, so we did a exposure therapy ASMR, and then maybe you can have exposure therapy snails.
Exactly. I just got to go cut that one, but it's a beast.
It's a beast. It'll come out when it comes out, people.
Yeah, eventually. But anyway, if any of y'all out there have a snail story or an insect story or an arthropod, is that what they're called?
Sure.
Okay, sure. Arthropod
sounds
story.
Great.
Then do let us know about it if you so desire. And be sure and come back tomorrow if you liked this episode, because we will be here and we hope you are as well. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.